From the Land Grant University in Urbana-Champaign, Illinois, this is the closing market report for the 23rd day of April, 2013. I'm Todd Gleason. Coming up in this half hour, we'll talk about the commodity markets with Wayne Nelson at L&M Commodities. He's in New Market, Indiana. And then a bit later in the program, K-State's Dan O'Brien should be here to look at the agricultural energy markets. We'll close out our half hour together, but take a look at the weather forecast with Don Day of Day Weather out of Cheyenne, Wyoming. And along the way today, we'll hear from farm management specialist Gary Schnitke about the acre decision, and I'll ask you to dial in your pledge of financial support for willag.org. You can get started right now if you'd like at 217-244-9455.
Agricultural programming is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. For over 96 years, generations of farmers have turned to Farm Credit for their financial needs. Whether a young farmer or a seasoned grower, Farm Credit offers products and service geared specifically to the agricultural community.
Well, let's check out the numbers as they settled up in Chicago on this Tuesday afternoon. Futures finished like this. Lower in the corn, the beans, and the wheat pit nearby May contract there in the soft red, down 4.75 at $6.97.5 today on a settlement price. July or the harvest month, 7 cents lower at $6.95.5. And next year, September, at $7.03, down 7.25. From the hard red in Kansas City, a $7.38.5 settlement price, 4 cents lower. Back in Chicago from the CME Group's corn pit, 638.5 in the nearby May. Futures were down 7.25. July contract at 614, a settlement price 9.5 cents lower. And September corn at 542.5, down 13.5. December futures, 522.75, down 10.25. The March contract at 533.5, 10.25 lower. And the May of 2014 at $5.41.5, down 10.25. May soybeans on the day, 2.5 cents higher at $14.19.75. That was really the only green on the grains pit screen for the day. July at $13.58.5, down 5.75. The August at $12.98.75, down 10.75. And September soybeans at $12.36.5, down 6.5 cents. November at $11.96.25, down 6.5 cents as well. Bean meal at $4.11.70, up 1.70. Bean oil at $48.57. That finished a nickel lower on the afternoon. Live cattle in the June contract at $120.82.5, finished unchanged. May feeders at $139.60 were a dollar higher. And the June lean hogs at $89.57.5, up 12.5 cents. You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media. Here's what the outside markets look like at this hour. Crude oil futures for the day at $89.21 a barrel. That's a penny higher. The RBOB, or wholesale price of gasoline, at 271.2. That's 5.6 lower. Ethanol trading at 243, down 2.9. And the difference between the two, or the spread, at 28.2 cents. As long as it's positive, it is good for the use of ethanol into the gasoline supply. The spread is 2.7 narrower than it was yesterday. Natural gas at 4.23 7. That's down 3 cents for the day. Heating oil or diesel fuel, just about 0.1 cent lower at $2.80.8. And the gold futures on the afternoon at $1,408.70, down $12.30. The U.S. dollar trading 83.05 at this hour. That's up 0.37 for the afternoon. Here's what the weather forecast looks like as it comes from the National Weather Service for the Urbana-Champaign area this afternoon. Showers, possibly a thunderstorm. The high this afternoon, just 62 degrees for the day. Southwest wind at 11 to 13, gusting to 17. Chance of precipitation today set at 90%. Then this evening, showers, possibly a thunderstorm before 2 a.m. Showers likely. A low of 38 degrees. North-northwest winds at 11 to 15. They'll gust to 21. Again, a 90% chance of rainfall this evening. And then tomorrow, showers are likely, mainly before 8 in the morning. Cloudy, gradually becoming mostly sunny finally tomorrow. A high of 52 degrees on a northwest wind. That's not good. At 10 to 13 miles an hour, gusting to 17. Chance of precipitation overnight at 60% into the morning on Wednesday. Wednesday evening, partly cloudy and a low of 36. And Thursday, sunny skies and 54 degrees. More on the weather forecast comes up at the bottom of the half hour. We'll talk with Drew Lerner at World Weather Incorporated. He's in Kansas City. You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media. Let's take a look at what's been happening in the agricultural futures markets. Wayne Nelson at L&M Commodities in New Market, Indiana, is on the phone line. Good afternoon to you, Wayne.
Well, good afternoon, Todd.
How are you today?
Hey, you know, it's been a lot of red on the screen today, so not a lot of happy calls, but, you know, a little more rain, you know, we're not short of moisture today.
Well, calls are good, not whether they're happy or unhappy sometimes. And so that means they're thinking about what's happening in the marketplace. What have you been able to tell them?
Well, I think that basically the 6 to 10 day forecast calls for quite a bit of moisture coming in across here again, as we're watching this afternoon, this evening, tomorrow. Then after that, the 11 to 15 day does pretend to some warmer, drier weather and a better chance of getting in the field to get some of this planting done. And the large funds, you know, pretty much have stepped in today. They sold 8,000 contracts of corn and 3,000 of wheat, dragging it down. While we saw, as you mentioned, the bean meal being extremely tight, we did see the buying of 2,000 contracts of beans. So basically along the way, it's just anticipation of a large crop and increased carryover.
What are your suggestions to producers?
Well, you know, there's a couple things for the guys that did sell some corn early in case we do run into some other problems. Why we've looked at buying some of those short-dated July options on the December $6 calls for about 4 cents that put back there in case this weather does not cooperate and we rise up and they feel good against it. Or the idea of putting some of those on with the idea if we do get a little rally, it gives you the courage to sell some corn. We're looking for a little bounce here sometime soon, then we do want to sell some corn because we do feel it long term. The carryover picture is a lot worse for next year.
How much of a bounce you think is possible?
Oh boy, you know, we'd sure like to see 20 cents, but it's going to be hard fought to get there right quick.
What about the livestock producers?
Livestock producers, there was some of the guys were lifting some of the hedges today. We saw some advisory services saying that they thought that we should be coming into a time period where meat demand should be picking up here with the grilling season coming on. It's been sort of delayed, and I think there'll be a lot of pent-up demand here, hopefully, for some good pork chops, hamburgers, and steaks.
Hey, any final word for you?
I think that, you know, we've seen a lot of pressure here the last couple of days, and I think we'll maybe start to stabilize here in the next day or two.
Thanks so much, Wayne. Hey, stay with us for just a second. I'd like you to help out for a bit because I really want producers to know that it's important to call us and to donate or pledge to WILL, Will Ag Programming, the public radio station that they're listening to or with at this point, one way or the other, whether that's on the web or one of our radio stations across the state of Illinois, on our home station out of WILL. And frankly, you are one of the reasons that we think they ought to call, Wayne, because you do a great job and you've been with us as a volunteer for, what, almost 3 decades?
It's getting up there in years, just like my birthdays. There's bigger numbers all the time. But, you know, we do believe in the WILL ag programming and what it does and what it can do for you, and the innovations that Todd and Dave have made with the podcast, with being able to go on your computer and listen at any time, you know, not just when if you catch them and you miss it, it's not there, but and a lot of very different opinions. You know, you don't you can know what I'm thinking, you can know what Mike Zuzlo's thinking, you can know what Turk Kimmel's thinking, you know, and put that all together and see what you want to think. So it does offer a lot of varied views.
Thank you so much, Wayne, for all you do. We appreciate it. Have a good afternoon.
Thank you, Todd.
Wayne Nelson is L&M Commodities in New Market, Indiana. We won't take any more of his time, but we would like you to give a little bit of your time and maybe, because he gives some of his talent, a little bit of your treasure. How about that? 217-244-9455 is the number to call. If you appreciate Wayne Nelson or any of the other analysts that you hear, and remember, we think that this radio station carries agricultural programming because there are so many voices that come to you from Will Ag. We have more than a dozen different analysts throughout any week. If you count the weather folks, I think that number jumps up to about 16 or 17, and it just makes a difference. I really love to interview them. I hope that shows, but it's not about Dave, Dickie. It's not about me. It's really about the folks like Wayne Nelson and Jackie Vakes and Mike Zuzlo and Kurt Kimmel and Don Day of Day Weather, who you'll hear a bit later. It's all about them and the service that they're providing. You know, they all volunteer. They really do. They all volunteer. They give their time. Here we've talked, you know, to Wayne this afternoon. He's been with us since the very beginning, I think probably either in late 1985 or 1986, one of the two. So he's approaching 30 years. Paul Cooley, who was with us for until he retired, you know, 27 years of service. And this is a really, really long time, Donda, that these folks have made a commitment
right.
to the station.
Well,
Donda Beard is with us.
Paul Bates, I've been here a long time, too, and all the analysts that I've heard over the years. And I don't know a lot about this industry, but I do know that our listeners who are friends of WYLL, they trust you guys. They've developed a relationship and they depend on you for information. And I just hope this pledge drive is just a moment to stop and think about what the value of that information and that relationship that you've developed is worth to you. And then I hope you'll call or go online to make a gift. The number to call is 217-244-9455. Or you can go online anytime to willpledge.org to make a gift.
Yeah, it's really simple to do. You mentioned Paul Bates. He was here until he retired.
Yep.
And then, you know, the company that he started, Bates Commodity,
yep.
still with us.
We
have Kurt Kimmel and Pete mm-hmm. Manhart yep. who are with us. These folks have been with us. Sometimes we follow, we always follow the analysts, but we always maintain relationships.
Mm-hmm.
And it really is, agriculture is kind of like that. It's all about the relationships. And, boy, we're proud to have some awfully, awfully good relationships. Les Schulte is here too. He builds up some of the relationships for us with the underwriters, and they are here with us in this pledge drive.
They are, Todd, and they've put together an Ag Fund challenge for us this fund drive. I think this is terrific. A group of our agricultural businesses have come together. They put together this Ag Fund challenge so that when we hear from at least 150 pledges this week that mention Will Ag as one of the services they truly appreciate that these stations bring to you, they will add $3,700. That's
wow.
$3,700 to our pledge total
yeah.
When we hit that mark. And so your contribution right now, your participation
yeah.
right now really is important, whether you're calling in at 217-244-9455 or making that pledge online at willpledge.org. We want to thank Bates Commodities as one of the businesses who have come together to put this challenge fund together. So we thank them. We thank everybody who's participating in that. We thank you for making this station and making this ag service truly great service that it is here in Central Illinois.
Yeah, I try to thank you periodically, definitely during this time when we're asking you to contribute. But you are truly a partner with us. Without you on the other end, we wouldn't be here. And it truly makes a difference. It makes a difference that you listen to us, whether that's on the radio or on the web, on the smartphone. If you call in that other phone number, I won't give it to confuse you, but if you call into our line that gets updated at 10:15 and 3:15 each day, it makes a difference to us that you're there participating with us in this marketplace, Donda.
It really is a relationship. And it's interesting when I talk to people who are not a part of your industry and they ask me about the ag programming on WYLL, and I tell them this group of listeners is so responsive. When we ask them for support during our fund drives, they respond because they know the value of the information that's provided. They know that you are, Todd, you and the group that you and Dave have brought together, that you are one of their primary resources for information. And when we ask you listeners, you give. And I hope that you'll take this opportunity during this spring fund drive to give now, because we're really running a little bit behind.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah, we really need to hear from maybe about 15 of you right now to make this keep us on track to make our challenge, to make this pledge challenge. That's $3,700 there, Todd.
Yeah, we need 15 to keep us on track for a couple of things. We're looking for 100 calls for the day here,
mm-hmm.
15 maybe in this half hour. Mm-hmm. But let's just, if you're going to call now.
This is the moment.
This is the moment. We really need to be putting ourselves back on track. We're lagging behind, and I don't like that, frankly, mm-hmm. but we'll catch up, and I hope that you make that phone call. Let me give you the number. It's 217-244-9455. Call in right now. This is really simple and easy to do. Take maybe a minute and a half or so. I think that's about the average time. Visa, MasterCard, Discover, American Express. If you want to pay, if you want to just pledge, that's perfectly fine, too. You can do it online as well at willag.org and then hit donate. That's up at the top of the page. you'll see my face there, too, on a little video. You can hit the link on underneath me if you want. But however you do it, just do it now. It's 217-244-9455. Call in right now. And it's really important. We're running just a bit behind. So don't wait. Do it right now.
Support for agricultural programs comes from AgriGold Hybrids, featuring the AgriGold Giants, a group of five new hybrids designed to meet the performance standards of yield, health, and consistency required by Midwestern corn growers. More information is at AgriGoldGiants.com or at 800-262-7333.
University of Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason, Farm Management Specialist Gary Schnitke is here to talk about the decision producers will need to be making in the state of Illinois and across the Midwest in the month of June. On the third day, in fact, they will have to decide whether they will or won't be enrolled in the ACRE program. What does that stand for, and why did you write about it?
Yeah, the ACRE program is the Average Cost Revenue Election Program. It's a state revenue program. So this program will make payments if state revenue falls below a guarantee, and farmers can get it in lieu of the countercyclical program and a 30% reduction in marketing loans and a 20% reduction in direct payments.
It's been around for a while. Some farmers understand it. What's the trade-off?
Yep. So it's been around since the 2008 Farm Bill. And the essential trade-off in 2013 is that you have to give up 20% of your direct payments. And on most Illinois farms, direct payments will be somewhere between $18 and $25. So 20% of that, you're giving somewhere up $3.50 to $5 per acre to enroll in the ACRE program.
And if you sign up this year, unlike in previous years, you're sort of just signed up for the one-year deal.
Yep, it's a one-year deal. So that really makes this decision a lot more easy because there's no multi-year implications to it. You sign up for this year, you're only in it for 2013. And you can enroll in the 2013 ACRE program even if you didn't enroll that farm in the previous ACRE program. So it all resets this year.
All right, and when it does, producers will take a look at the numbers, and you've already run them. What do they show you?
Yep. What we do is look at situations in which ACRE will pay in 2013, and we have a table actually on our FarmDoc website. But essentially, if we're at normal or average yields for Illinois corn yields, ACRE will pay if we have below 450. Market year average corn prices. So, and it can make sizable payments if we get down to $4 per bushel market year average corn price. So low revenues will cause ACRE payments in 2013.
You have to be able to look out and discern whether there's a market price in the future for next year, which starts not until the fall and runs to the fall of 2014, in order to make this decision, really. But you still have to make the decision by June the 3rd.
You have to make the decision by the June the 3rd. We did some looking at it, and we would estimate that about 27% of the time ACRE will pay on corn. So 27% of the years, if we could repeat 2013 100 times, 27% of them ACRE would pay. And it would, on average, pay, including those 0 years, about $13 an acre. So when it does pay, it's going to be in the $20, $30, $50, even $100 an acre range. Chances are ACRE won't pay, but it will pay big if we have really low prices or low revenue caused by low yields. So it's sort of an insurance policy. You give up $3 to $5 now in direct payments for the possibility of larger payments if we have low revenue.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
That's Gary Schnitke, Farm Management Specialist from the University of Illinois. You can find his article on the ACRE decision on the FarmDoc Daily website. The address there is farmdocdaily.illinois.edu. I'm U of I Extension's Todd Gleason.
Learned Seed Service supports agricultural programming on WILL as an additional service to its customers. Learned Seed Service is an independent dealer providing DeKalb and Asgrow seed products to farmers throughout East Central Illinois via the Asgrow on-demand bulk soybean handling system. Learned Seed Service, 217-497-2270.
On this Tuesday afternoon, we would usually talk to Dan O'Brien of K-State, but he is in St. Louis and has to get all the way back to Kansas and tells me he's headed out to a flight. So Harry Cooney from GrowMark is with us to talk about the ag energies. He's there safe and sound on the ground.
Not on any flights here this afternoon. No flights for Harry.
No flights for Harry. That's good, Harry. Hey, what's happening in the crude oil markets and the ag energies for the day?
Well, we've had a real exciting day here today. We pretty much traded lower on the day most of the morning, and then we came back higher at midday, and then between 12 and 12:30, I think it was, had a sharp sell-off in the energy complex. It was also witnessed in the equity markets, the stock market, and that. And there was this one tweet that came out. I think it's from one of the news agencies that there were problems at the White House, and this one tweet then was retweeted, of course, in this electronic age, and it caused a little bit of just very short-term panic in the markets, and so we sold off almost a dollar in crude oil within a 5 or 10 minute segment, and then of course the White House came out and said that no, this was not anything that was of the true nature, and so then the markets bounced back. So crude oil actually came back and closed about unchanged. Gasoline, though, still a little weaker. The normal seasonal price tendencies that would be occurring at this time of the year kind of came off the tracks, as you would say, there in about mid to late winter in about February or so. And we've really been trending with the energy markets to the downside ever since about late February or early March. And so that's why some even the pump prices in gasoline have come off some here in the past couple of months compared to especially what we thought would be happening.
Does this mean that you'll be looking to producers to put in supplies for the fall? And you can make that answer pretty quick for me, please.
Yeah, no, not yet. We're looking for better opportunities down the road.
I didn't think that would be the case. Hey, thanks so much, Harry.
Thank you.
Harry Cooney is with GrowMark. He's in Bloomington, Illinois. He joins us here on the Closing Market Report on this Tuesday afternoon.
Agricultural programs are made possible by Risk Management Commodities Incorporated in Lafayette, Indiana, Chalmers, Indiana, and Hudsonville, Illinois. Risk Management Commodities focuses on managing risk in today's complex and sophisticated commodities market. 866-837-9027.
Okay, just one more minute and a half, and we'll ask you again to dial in at 217-244-9455 to pledge your financial support for the agricultural programming you're listening to, like the Closing Market Report, Commodity Week, all the other agricultural programming that is produced that you might be hearing on our website or that you hear on radio stations across the country. If you do listen, if it makes a difference to you, then call in right now with your pledge of financial support at 217-244-9455. We really need everybody to ramp up and make this happen. We've had a few calls this afternoon, two or three, I think, Donda.
I think three. I want to say a quick thanks to Brad and Lisa Tucker and Oliver and Candace Dorn. Thank you.
Oh, thank you so much to everybody. It makes a big difference to us. And if you don't think it makes a difference, well, it does. It really does. It makes a difference when you pledge your financial support here because you share the burden, relatively speaking, with the campus, with the taxpaying dollars, all those places. But our listeners provide about 40% of the budget that helps produce these programs. It makes a difference if you call in at 217-244-9455 because we need your help. We really do. And it just doesn't take very long. You look like you're... Yeah.
What's
wanting
it
in?
Well, no. Yes, I am wanting in, but I just want to say that we have this challenge going on, and we need calls coming in right now to help us meet this 150 pledge challenge for $3,700. We want to thank our friends at AgriGold for being a part of that.
Oh, the folks at AgriGold have been with us for a long time. They've been really with us for a long time, and they stay with us. They're really good friends. We're very appreciative of all the underwriters who are here with us. And like you, they believe in the programming that WILL has supported over the years. AM 580 has been here. We started in 1922 with a very good little ag program on the very first program that was aired on the station. And then in 1936, we started to give the numbers out, the commodity numbers, that is, from the Chicago Board of Trade. And they've been with us ever since.
Yep, they've been a great supporters of this station and our agricultural service, as many people have. And if you've never made a contribution to WILL for our ag services, think about putting a value on it, maybe $10 a month. A $120 a year contribution right now would be very, very generous, very well received. And again, it's just $10 a month. What an investment for all of this great information you receive every day.
Absolutely. And, you know, I like to say it's not about those of us behind the microphones here, because it's not. It's about those guys that are on the phone lines that volunteer their time. We call, we ask them questions, they give us answers, and they give us straight answers. They really do. They let us know what's happening in the marketplace. If that makes a difference to you, dial in right now at 217-244-9455 with your pledge of financial support.
Agricultural programming is made possible by Farm Credit of Illinois, dedicated to improving the quality of life for Illinois farmers by offering financial products and services geared specifically to the farm community and developing partnership-based relationships with its agricultural customers.
You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media. I'm U of I Extension's Todd Gleason. It's a Tuesday afternoon. Don Day of Day Weather is on the phone line to take a look at the weather forecast. Good afternoon to you, Don. Have you finally gotten warmer and less snowy weather out there in Cheyenne?
Actually, no. We've had the third snowstorm in 3 weeks. Record-breaking cold and snow still exists in the High Plains and Rockies.
Oh, my gosh. Any of that cold going to continue to make its way through our part of the world here in the Midwest, whether that be in the western or eastern Corn Belt? Because, really, we need soil temperatures to start to come up and do it fairly quickly.
Well, that's a big concern. The freezing, hard freezing temperatures, I think, will stay in the northern and western areas. I am a little bit concerned about some hard freezing temperatures tonight in portions of western Kansas, maybe as far south as the Texas Panhandle. But we're going to have a hard time getting those soil temperatures up, because this cool, moist air is headed into the Midwest again. We're going to have another round of pretty good precipitation and cooler than normal temperatures. So we're going to be concerned about flooding. We're going to be concerned about this cool April weather hanging on for another week.
Well, tell me more about that, and start with the hard red winter wheat growing regions in the Southwest. How cold will they be tonight, do you think?
Well, there'll be some areas that will easily be down into the mid to upper 20s. And what we're concerned about is that some of those mid to upper 20s could persist more than 3 hours. And that's where you may have some damage. Now, there is a little bit of light snow cover with some of that cold that may help out. But that isn't going to be a concern tonight.
And then here in our part of the world, or across the Corn Belt itself, you say the temperatures aren't going to come up. What kind of lows will we have in the overnight hours?
Well, I don't see any hard freezing temperatures, but we're going to see overnight lows down to the mid to upper 30s, in some areas to the lower 40s. Daytime temperatures are going to really struggle, and there's going to be a good prospect in the next week to 10 days for more precipitation. When that soil is wet, it takes it longer to warm up. The good news is many areas that are going to be looking for more rain that will help out some of the dry areas in the west, but the coolness is going to be a concern. Now, I do see the first week of May being warmer. I do see May starting off not as cold, but the next 5 to 7 days is still going to be a struggle.
What kind of daytime highs are we talking about over that period?
Well, 50s. 60s, going to be hard to get any warmer than that.
Oh, my. With 50 or 60 top and wet soils and colder evenings, that will be a tough slog through the end of April. A bit warmer to begin May with, but we'll need those temperatures really to come up really fast. And I don't think 65 or 70 is going to do it. We'll have to have something warmer than that, I would think.
Well, we do. And we've got to hope for the pattern to change in May, and we do see it. Now, whether or not we get the warm with maybe a longer stretch of dry weather is something that is probably the bigger concern. I see it getting warmer, but we may have some wet areas that are going to be harder to warm up.
We thank you so much for taking the time with us today.
Thank you, Todd.
That's Don Day of Day Weather from Cheyenne, Wyoming. He joins us here on this Tuesday edition of the Closing Market Report. If you haven't dialed in yet with your pledge of financial support, please take time right now as we end the program to dial this number, 217-244-9455. Or if you listen online, go to willpledge.org or just willag.org and hit contribute up at the top of the page, and make sure you hit WILL AM and that you tell us it's agriculture. I'm Todd Gleason.